Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer on this primary day in New York, the first primary day where voters are using brand new paper ballots and optical scanner machines. We'll be taking lots of calls a little later on this hour, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. We're taking comments on itsafreecountry.org to let us know what you think and how your voting experience went, who you voted for, and why. And we're going to be talking in just a moment about New York's teeming wildlife, by which I mean it's teeming wildlife. But first, a call or two. Susan from Manhattan. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi.
So who'd you vote for today and why?
Eric Dinalo. I think because he did such a good job when he was there last time, and because he's not like a politician like the rest of them. He's really not there for the next job. He seems to be really into this job and wanting to do a good job there.
And when you say when he was there, you're talking about his work as insurance commissioner?
And both as insurance commissioner, he really cleaned it out, and when he worked for Spitzer.
And how is it that you know so much about his record and feel comfortable to make that judgment? He seems to have been sort of one of the candidates toiling in obscurity here.
I read a lot about him. I had somebody who worked with him when he was in the insurance bureau, a family member who knew him then and still respects him.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan, for your call. Very quickly, how was your voting experience?
Actually, better than I expected. I gave myself forever thinking it was going to be a nightmare, and it wasn't. It was very easy.
All right. And very quickly, Will from Westchester, who has been waiting patiently to talk to us about. Will?
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on WNYC.
Oh, great. Yes, I want to talk about Richard Brodsky.
And you voted for him for Attorney General today?
Of course.
And because?
Because he's clearly the best candidate. There are a lot of issues that have come up in this campaign that really just have nothing to do with the Attorney General's office. But when it comes down to it, Richard knows what he's doing. He's been a lawyer for many years now. He's been part of the Assembly. People are talking about cleaning up Albany. But if you're an outsider, you're going to be spending that first time in the Attorney General's office just trying to learn what you have to do to clean up Albany. Richard, instead, has been there for such a long time. He knows exactly what needs to be done and how the Attorney General's office can do it.
We had a caller earlier who said, I like Brodsky. He was the best candidate, but I voted for Schneiderman because Brodsky can't win. What do you think about that?
I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I'm glad that he was supporting him, but if you look at all the polls, half of New York doesn't even know a single candidate in this race. 40% is undecided. Early on in the race, not even 90% of New York did not know a single candidate. If you look at exit polls today, I can guarantee that no one is really going to know who won this until it's won.
All right. And we will be bringing the results tonight beginning at 9 p.m. WNYC. And it's a free country. We'll be bringing special primary day coverage. Amy Eddings is hosting. We'll hear from Bob Henley, Farai Chidea, Ozzie Pabra. I will be hosting a running online chat throughout the evening where you can ask questions, share your Election Day stories, talk with me, WNYC reporters, and other political junkies. So that all starts at 9 on air at WNYC and online at itsafreecountry.org. Thank you for your call, Will. And we will be having more calls later this hour for our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific New York primary day exit poll. Thanks for calling, Will. Good morning, Andrea Bernstein, in for Brian Lehrer with our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific New York primary day exit poll. Call us at 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Go to itsafreecountry.org and check out the comments page, or go to our Facebook page and tell us about your experience voting today, what it was like, and who you voted for, and why you voted. And we're going to start with Pat from Manhattan. Hi, did you vote today?
Yeah, I did.
And how'd it go?
I'm a blind person, and they now have accommodations to help blind people vote. What they have is you can put on the earphones, and they have a speaker, a recording with instructions. and they do have a ballot that has Braille markings on it. So I did it pretty well. The thing that I wanted to say,
how did it compare for you, Pat, to the previous voting booths?
Do you mean before I had accommodations?
No, I just mean under the old system versus, you know, today there's this new ballot system, and I'm wondering if you felt that it was easier to vote today.
Yeah, it was easier. The thing is that the people who in the voting precincts, the person who was helping me get to the voting machine knew as little or less than I did about how to operate it, but he helped me a little bit, and I was able to do the voting.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in today, Pat.
Okay.
And we're going to be taking some more calls at 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. If you voted, tell us who you voted for and why. What made you choose those races? And I'd like to go to Natalie from Capitol Hill. Hi, Natalie. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Do you want to hear my experiences or my vote?
Well, let's find out how was your vote. Who you voted for?
Who you voted for? I voted for Eric Schneiderman because I was most impressed with him during the debates. I thought he was head and shoulders above everybody else. And I went in to vote for Chris Owens, who I have long supported because of his knowledge of the neighborhood.
He's running for state committee man.
Yes, right, exactly. And I voted for Joan Millman, who's done a reasonably good job for us as assembly representative.
Well, did you have any temptation, Natalie, to just vote for anybody but the above in your state legislative races?
I hesitated about Joan Millman.
Uh-huh. You thought perhaps about not voting for her, but then you did in the end.
I did in the end, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to sort of see whether the anti-incumbent fervor extends to the Democratic primary. Natalie, thanks for your call. Let's take another call from David. David, where are you calling from?
The Upper East Side in Manhattan.
Uh-huh. And who'd you vote for today, David?
I voted for Dino LaVerghetta in the congressional race here. That would be Republican.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a rare primary. The opponent is Bloomberg, and Dino has the independent line. He also had the Libertarian Party's line until he was knocked off by Bloomberg. And the fact is that the Republicans don't even have a chance of winning if Bloomberg wins. Dino has the independence line. He also has won every race he's been in thus far, all the primaries. Or
David,
rather all
did you vote in the primary for governor?
Yes, I did.
And who'd you vote for?
I voted for Palladino.
Uh-huh. And why did you vote for Palladino?
Well, it was a tough choice. I believe Lazio's been out of it for 10 years for a reason. I think he's in for money. He stepped in to make money himself. He's got a job to return to Morgan Stanley, and this is to enhance his stature. I don't think he's at all interested in being governor. I think we had a good chance with Levy. He's a Democrat, returned to a Republican from Long Island. Palladino also has the money to run a good race. The problem with Palladino is that he sometimes comes off as a whack job.
And yeah, well, that is the concern of some Republican Party officials, one that you don't share?
Well, I hear it, but you wouldn't. The concern that is there's a chance for the Republicans to take back the Senate, and that's important for redistricting because then you have one-third of the say in terms of how districts are redrawn.
In your opinion, does Palladino help that or hurt that?
I would guess that he would hurt it. Lazio is such a zero that he wouldn't disturb it. So the question is, do you want still waters or do you want someone who will shake things up?
And what made you go for shake things up?
Basically, it was money. I'm an honest man, and I believe Republicans in the city should be honest and clean. And we have to be because the Democrats are something else as a rule. And I just can't vote for someone who did this for money. I'd rather do it for someone who did it because he believes in what he's doing.
All right, David, thank you so much for calling in. We'd like more calls on the New York governor's race for a primary, 212-433-WNYC. Any Lazio supporters out there, did you support him and why?